Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. You didn't really think I was going to walk away from Dune and into Villains Week without talking about the floating elephant in the Arrakis-shaped room, did you? That's right, today we will be discussing the Fat Baron himself, Vladimir Harkonnen. Spoilers ahead. Now, I'm not going to go into all of his sins, or even just all of them in the first book of Dune. This is only a 4 to 5 minute podcast after all, but I will say this. As bad as he was in the movie, which I hope you have all seen or are making plans to see now, he is so much worse in the book. Just when you think there's a bottom to his depravity, there he goes with a shovel to find a new low. But it all stems from one place in his demented psyche, his greed. This isn't just the usual lust for money, although there is plenty of that. This is a lust for nothing less than absolute control and ownership of everyone and everything. And if he can't have it, then neither can you. Everything he does is about his need to show that he has an absolute, complete ownership of whatever and whoever he is focused on at that moment. Any hint of agency from another is stamped out in a way designed to cut the proverbial knees out from someone with its depravity. He has arguably more wealth than the Emperor, yet strives to control ever more. As he says in the movie, "My Arrakis, my Dune." In his eyes, you don't get a choice, and you don't get to make a deal. You get to do what he says and hope for the best. That, my friends, is greed at its finest, most leveled up form. And yet this power he has, this wealth, is only an illusion. No matter how much wealth he stores up, no matter how much power he accrues, there are things he cannot control and has no escape from, like death. His encounter with Duke Atreides at the end of the movie is only a taste. A warning shot of what will eventually happen to him at the hands of House Atreides. Like the rich fool in Luke 12:20, eventually he will hear something akin to, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded of you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" Albeit from a less intimidating source in a distinctly more pointy way. And he will succumb. Because that is the fate of all who suffer from greed. The fate of all who seek to not just amass wealth, but control of others. Because it's not their money they're hoarding, and people are not theirs to own and control. God could have populated this earth with more angels who would have followed his every whim. He could have chosen complete, absolute control with no wiggle room, but he didn't. He made people. He made free will. Yes, even to deny his very existence if they so chose. Because he wanted a relationship with each and every one of us. And a key part in a relationship is giving the other person the freedom to make their own choices and have their own opinions. It feels risky, but that's the only way you can truly know if the feelings in a relationship are real and not a side effect of being a slave. Unlike the rich fool, he gave something up he had in plentitude so that he could know that the love we have for him is real. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina from the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.